The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Become a Visa Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand for Visa Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access. Become a Visa Pro subscriber today. Sign up today for only $19 for your first month at VSiN.com/subscribe. It's hour number two. It's Gil Alexander. It's Bill Krakenberger. It's Kelly Bidlin. And yeah, I forgot we staggered it a segment early, Kelly. That's why I read that there. That's exactly why I read that there. Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly, of course, brought to you by DK and Bar Canada here at the D. Downtown.
That's right. I always like it, it's always amazing me how quickly you realize that, but is it because you see me talking over here or something?
How quickly I realize what?
That you did the, when you're doing a wrong read, you did the wrong read.
Oh, no, I'll tell you why I realized it.
I feel like you pick it up halfway through every time.
Then I lift up my head and I say, oh, it's 8 a.m. Wow, that was the wrong time.
Usually not a reading.
The reason that that's happening, so we now have Bill Krakenberger on 15 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
We used to go 8 to 9. Now it's 7:45 to 8:45 Pacific, 10:45 to 11:45 on the East Coast. And we're damn proud to have him, the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, who can be followed at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. You're also doing this new Fox show. Explain.
Yeah, this is
when
the second
is.
Year.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio nationwide, over 500 networks, Sirius. Satellite radio, and so we're, and by the way, I'm on with Jeff Schwartz, former NFL. You've talked with Jeff.
You know Jeff.
Yeah. And Brian, we're on every Sunday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. Vegas time, 10 to 1 Eastern time. And they got us doing some remotes, traveling around the country on the weekend to a couple games. And it should be fun. Another fun season there. You know, we talk shop. Those two guys talk from their, you almost have like Brian, who likes to gamble and enjoys himself. And, then you have Jeff that actually does. He likes to gamble, too. So it's good to have me on there to like try to show those guys a little pointer. Listen, I'm not going to probably make them. I shouldn't say that. Last year was a sick year. We can never match last year what we did winning wise. But you probably just try to make people lose less, I'm going to say, because they give their opinions too. And you just don't want to follow anyone blindly, including me. Do your research. So we talk shop every weekend. So it's fun. It's a fun show. 7 to 10 Sunday mornings. And, I don't know how anyone does a show 5 days a week. One day a week, and it's tough. You guys, more power to you.
What kind of schmuck would do a show 5 days a week, Bill?
I don't mean that. I mean, yeah. 3 hours, but it's tough. Tough. I don't know how this guy was doing what he was doing.
Oh, the two-a-days?
Two-a-days.
That was crazy. I honestly don't know how. I look back on it, like, I don't know what that was.
Very important to me right now. Someone tweeted something. He's absolutely right. Very, very important to me. I didn't want to put this out there the wrong way, ladies and gentlemen, about saying people are making a lot of money in this town. And with union, I was on the opposite side of the spectrum. People aren't getting paid enough across the board. This guy said something. He's absolutely right. I'm going to repeat it. He tagged us both. Mm-hmm. Took sky high. To clarify about the waiter-waitress pay in Vegas, there's a stark difference between union servers and the majority of restaurant servers in Vegas, including on the Strip. There's only a small handful in relation to how many restaurants there are in Las Vegas that actually pay, unionize, and have good pay for their employees. As a former restaurant employee on the Strip, just want to make sure people don't think good restaurant pay is the norm. He's right. This is not saying that. I didn't say that, though. I said waitresses at certain casinos. So, but it doesn't matter. He's right. It's good because people can easily mistake that. We all know that waitressing and waitering, oh, God, that's a tough job. Trust me. I had these type of jobs when I was a kid. It's tough living. So I understand you have to depend on pay. And you know what? Sometimes you're depending on pay from certain. It's amazing compared to New Jersey, compared to Nevada, for many different positions. Because out here, the dealers get paid a little bit more. And I mean, you know what? They get like $5 an hour. New Jersey, they get like $2.50 an hour. That's all. That's all you get for a deal, being a dealer. $2, depending on your tips. So, but other jobs is the exact opposite. So you're depending on tourist dollars here, where sometimes you're back there, you're depending on, you know, the locals coming down, but also the New Yorkers, Philadelphia, and people like that that kind of throw money around a little bit looser sometimes. Here it's more of a tourist people with a budget. So it's very, very difficult. Positions, and I know what they are because, trust me, I worked a lot of them. So anyway, I wanted to.
Let me read some tweets. We get tweets at Beginning of the Book. This is from Nash at last name Nash. He says, "I took more Strider this week because I respect my bookmaker and want them to do well. You're welcome for the year long donation." Hey man, I hear you, Brian M. For guessing lines on Monday, you should have a special guest named Andrew Chris, who has a wonderfully fake mustache and a mullet wig. All right, we'll put that in the suggestion box as well. Pat Taylor, loving bar candidate at the D, blaring some Billy Joel as Paul Carr drops some EPL knowledge on us. Oh yeah, it's a great playlist here of an eclectic nature.
We actually had there's been some bangers this morning.
Bangers.
I don't know what's going on right now.
Let's see, John Burgo. I hopped on at 10:15 Eastern. Mr. Tennis Play, mind sharing? Yeah, I'm on Sophia Kennan today. Bruce Dobig, and is Paul Carr coming back? He was just with us. So he is probably Thursdays now. Kelly, you thinking?
Yeah, we got a lot of guests on Friday for football season long, so probably be doing a lot of the Premier League conversations with Paul on Thursdays. Yep.
Chance Copperpot, do I dare bet the Vikings again after they let me down last week, the first week of Survivor? I want to take the points, but it's the Vikings.
Can't bet it now. Can't bet it now, Chance.
Because it's six.
Yeah.
You had more than that all week.
Yeah. No. You can't bet that game, in my opinion. Now, hey, you know, I got tagged on a thing, and I'm trying to find it. Someone asked a question. He's very big in the poker world, and his question was, because he's a poker player. He's not a sports bettor. So he tagged me, and he asked me about, he got a text and said, all Aaron Rodgers bets will be refunded.
Oh, like, yeah.
So he asked me something, and I'll tell you what, the way he worded it, and of course I can't find it, Alan Kessler is his name, though, the Chainsaw is his nickname. I've known Alan for, you know, 25 years. But Alan, I want to tell you now, if they are telling you that you are not getting paid on a quarterback under yardage or something, no, I don't agree with that. I think you should get paid. By the way, I don't know the way most sports books are grading this. I'm not, because I wasn't in that market with the quarterback. It's nice for you to get refunded. But by the way, I probably wish they didn't even start that precedent. But it's nice to get refunded.
Let's talk about that
for
a second.
Yeah. He's saying, the way he worded it to me, and I can't find his text right now, his tweet. The way he worded it, he's not getting paid on under yards.
No,
are you?
You should absolutely get paid on under.
Under yards, under everything. The guy started. Usually it's worded, the player must start for action. That's BS. If they're not paying, get a new book.
The broader question comes down to the whole nature. We've talked about this before, but since it comes up again with the Aaron Rodgers Achilles injury, and so much has come up with that, including the whole debate of turf versus grass. So this injury has sparked a lot. But from the sportsbook standpoint, you have some sports books who decided to refund anybody who had an Aaron Rodgers over bet in terms of yardage or that kind of thing. And yes, if the shrapnel is that some of the underbettors didn't get paid,
that's what he's saying.
Wrong.
I found it.
That's wrong.
Yeah, they're not paying.
Right. But just the general, in general, we've talked about this before, but it's been a while. The notion of refunds, obviously this cannot happen in the state of Nevada. You're not allowed to do it in the state of Nevada by gaming regulation. But since PASPA was ruled unconstitutional and other states have gotten legalized betting, there are states where apparently sportsbooks, not apparently, but they are allowed to do this. And so as a way to get around a marketing cost, right, they will do this thing where they refund bettors, and the more newish, the more amateur bettors who are new to the betting game will oftentimes view this, perhaps, we don't know, as a reason to like one sports book over another. Hey, look, they refunded me. Oh, my God, this place is great. And listen, typically this is just, you know, there's an accounting benefit on the sportsbook side for this, to do it this way, because they're not giving you your money back. They're giving you a free bet, which is not the same thing at all.
Right.
And I guess my question is, okay, this is, it's happening, it's been happening. isn't this a slippery slope that only ends poorly?
Yes.
In other words, if I had another injury that happened in that game, could I then cry about it and say, wait a minute, you refunded those guys. Why aren't you refunding me?
That's the big problem. Some people are saying, well, how come you didn't do this? This guy, this happened.
Right.
And that happened. And you know what? It's a nice gesture on the sports books, though, to give you your money back. It makes them look better. It makes the people feel that, oh, they get, you know, it builds some brand loyalty, maybe. But in the end, it confuses a lot of people, especially new people to the market that say, well, I'm not playing with A sports book because B and C refunded this.
But that's what
Meanwhile,
I mean.
Meanwhile, A has great teaser odds, maybe great correlation parlays they take, whatever. You know, so they don't even realize that. People don't even care about that. People care about only certain things. You have so many people that are new to this market.
But here's what I would say, though, and I'm even saying this to sports books. You shouldn't do this because it's going to end bad. It's going to end poorly. And I do you believe that at some point there's going to be an incident of sorts where I don't know if someone's going to take it to gaming or whatever the case, if it's somebody else that got injured in the game, if it happened later in the game and they decided, oh, we're not going to refund that. But hey, wait a minute. You refunded it after four plays the other day, whatever. Something's going to happen in some state. Won't states eventually Won't they step in eventually and say, we can't do this
anymore?
The
best thing you said there was because of the four snaps. So let's say it happens on two snaps to somebody, or let's say that's very good and they don't refund.
Well, it's inconsistency.
You did this.
Right?
You didn't do this. What happened here? How come that? But then again, you know, I've had my.
Won't states step in on this?
What game?
Won't states step in on this at some point? Stop doing this.
I would think they'd have to, but let me just tell you something though. Gaming is. This is still a new thing to gaming.
Yeah.
You have good luck finding a gaming agent in a new jurisdiction that knows what 11 to 10 is.
Yeah.
Never mind even refunding a bet loss, you know?
I could tell you a gaming story or two.
No. I mean, it's just, you know, like, listen, I'll call gaming for certain things. I have their number on my phone.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to win a gaming case against one of these factories.
Don't I know it. Coming back, more Unscripted with the Crack Man next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game, Skill Alexander. Normally I'd read a promo here, but guess what? Already did it. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. Wrong time, wrong place. We do get tweets, though, that I should mention. Tom from Pittsburgh, love the show. Has it been considered that the hackers simply want the name of a very specific sushi restaurant? Interesting point about that. Interesting point.
That's good. That's cute.
Soccer Picks Club. I work at a large financial services company, and we have a policy around how much we auto-pay for a ransomware attack and when the decision needs to be escalated to our board. This is a huge issue, and we spend tens of millions annually on cybersecurity.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Eric Efeezy 450. It's very E40 of you right there. MGM rated F in cybersecurity, according to Moody's. Credit rating might be downgraded. Perplexing strategy, to say the least. This is from David Shalifour. Hey, guys, do you know if there's any podcasts that do course analysis and also give out props, matchups, and outright winners? Yeah, it's called Long Shots.
This is always where we're like, you know, we don't hear the commercials during the commercial break. So every time you joke about it, like, I'm sure it's just playing every commercial break.
You guys should have 500,000 downloads an episode at this point. Mark Geiger, our in-house attorney, is pretty much repeating everything I said. He said, they aren't being nice. It's a genius marketing. It's genius marketing, and they will make tons of money by doing refunds in select circumstances. But underbettors on Rogers should be paid 100%. Yes, I agree completely with all of that. And Tom F. And the Four Tops appearing at a casino near you. Apparently, we played some Four Tops behind us as well. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. It is Bill Krakenberger. Survivor.
Okay.
How many do you start with? How many you lose?
Before we get into that, you said something that's
please. Yes.
You said something about something that made me think of yesterday. So yesterday there's a guy on Twitter he says he rates podcasts or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I did a podcast in Canada with a good group up there of guys that Circles Off group. I did a podcast up there with one of the guys named George. I seen his story once and I liked it. I followed him. He followed me back. He's like, oh my God, Craig, thank you for the follow. Can I get you on one of the shows? I said, sure. So I went on there and it was like kind of this show. We talk shop. It's kind of unscripted. I said, he sent me like 10 questions. I said, George, just ask me anything.
Yeah.
Better off than because I have to remember the questions. I'm not going to have set answers. Just ask me anything. I'll if I don't like the question, I'll lead you in another area. Don't worry, without answering it.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of my specialties. But no, to be real serious, though. So I talked about some things I've never talked about on any shows. Personal things. Things I do and things how I grew up, what I did. What, you know, I'm one of the only guys that like to talk about being a loser. I was a loser before I was a winner. So that's what I did. So a lot of times people will pick on that because we talk about that. And I'm not a guy that brags about winning or anything. And so it's not what I do. So sometimes they'll say, well, is this guy a loser or a winner? So this particular podcast thing, rating service, he's got, 150 followers. Anyway, he said, oh, I rate that 2 out of 10 because of, well, you didn't give me no sports picks. So
some people can always want
picks. Yeah, he's like, no, that was, yeah, it just didn't mean nothing to me. I want to tell you about my answer to him, because I sent him a DM, of course, just like most of these guys under anonymity, didn't send one
the
thing.
The courage of anonymity.
So it's all about being, I said, buddy, it's all about being relatable and talking about where I came from, and more importantly, teaching the up and coming about responsible gaming, because I talked about that a little bit on there. I said, you want analytics? You want Revenge of the Nerd, Gilbert, Poindexter, and Booger type shows that put you to sleep? There's plenty of them out there too.
Poindexter on the microphone. You know that reference, Gil?
No. I'm just saying, like, there's plenty of them out there. And by the way, they are good. I'm not making fun of them. There's a couple shows. Listen, yeah, of course, guys that are, some people that talk analytics don't talk in the human English language. Of course not. They talk XYZ, but you have to just know, just take little nuggets of information out of those. And I'll tell you what, there's some good ones out there. And let me I'll give you one. Your Megapod.
Hey!
I left.
I was like 10.
Oh,
nine,
really? No,
eight.
I left last week, and I listened to your Megapod with Fez.
It's phenomenal. He was phenomenal.
I couldn't really hear much off of because of the Wishnoff buttoning, but it doesn't matter. They had the over-under. You guys put someone, you or him, someone put an over-under.
Fezzik, 8.5, he said, something like that. Yeah.
Way over.
By the way, today, after the show, Adam Chernoff on the Megapod today.
Oh, now there you go. Now look, now you have someone.
Beating the book Megapod.
Now you have someone that's very smart.
Yeah.
Someone that's in the business that actually is a winning sports bettor.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just the difference back and forth.
Well, but you said something there, which, if we talk about sports betting media in general, like, I put Chernoff on the short list of this as well. And Drew Dinsick is another guy. There are very few people, right, who can communicate some of the great information, right? So you have people in sports betting who are one of two things. They either are just like brand new and they proclaim themselves experts and then they talk, right? Or there's the super duper duper smart people who are so smart that they can't really communicate what they're trying to say.
Yes.
I won't name any names.
No, of course.
Right? But yeah, there's a very small group, and Chernoff is one of them. Drew Dinsick is another one. I point to those two guys.
Chernoff definitely, yeah. Like, listen, it's simple.
Able to bridge that gap.
Yes. If you're working this full-time, if you have a full-time job and you're going to come on and say you're a pro, and say you're a pro and you do, you're also a pro, you're a winning sports bettor, you're a pro, listen, I'm sorry, I don't believe you. I don't believe you're doing your own work, working a 40, 50, 60-hour-a-week job, and then you come on the weekends and weekend warrior and go on a couple shows and say you're a winning sports bettor. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. So yes, I know that these guys are they're full-time guys. Adam is definitely
By the way, did we talk about this on air? I think we did, probably, so I don't want to repeat it, but it was about that Bet Bash panel with Bezola from Circles Off was on there, but Darren Revelle was on there, and Darren Revelle, who I have no reason to like whatsoever, he's plagiarized my tweets back in the day when I was a nobody. He had no problem doing that, but he took a lot of incoming. And one of the moments on that show, on that panel, was that Pozzola, who I love also, but he was talking about how, we all know that these two guys on Twitter are winning bettors. And Revelle called him on it and said, why do you know that? Why do you know that? And Rob was like, well, I think everybody agrees. No, you don't know anything. You don't know. And that was like, if I were the moderator
really?
Of that panel, I would have stopped it and I would have said, like, point to Darren Revelle on that, because that is a true.
Interesting.
That was too much of an echo chamber for that panel, I thought. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of, listen, all these social media platforms, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, they're full of people who you think may, that say they win. Or there's a guy on. There's some guys on there I enjoy to watch because they're so full of themselves and they're out there. I am the chosen one. I am 13. seen them one. You know, they're funny things, but these kids, unfortunately, they believe this stuff. And there's so much, you know, most people are lying if they say they win.
What is your survivor status, sir? How many did you start with? How many you got?
I lost on Seattle and I lost on Minnesota. I lost 2 of 10.
Two of 10?
Yeah.
All right, well, you only had singles on each of them.
Yeah.
How many different plays did you make in those 10?
I had Washington on 6 and Baltimore on 2. That's
We all got lucky on Washington.
I want to tell you something. At one point.
Yeah, man.
During the first half of these games.
Oh, yeah.
80% of the pool looked like it was going to be eliminated. No, seriously. It was unbelievable.
You remember last year, week one, 56% got knocked out.
It looked like that we were headed to that direction.
It did.
Oh, yeah. No, let me tell you something, too. Even though I had Washington, when we had the guy that the BetMGM hosts our show, when the head trader came on Sunday's Fox show and said, I've been in this business for 20 years plus. I've never seen so much one-way action as the day before Colorado and Washington Redskins. Oh, he said, we're 90%. I can't make the line more appetizing enough.
Wow.
We're 90. We're not going to move off 7. We'll go minus 7, minus 25. We'll even give you a scalp. We're 90% on we need Arizona, 90%. Immediately, when we go at the end of the game, at the end of the show, I give out a game. And I don't like to do sides, but I said, listen, I got to go on the sportsbook side. I actually wind up taking Arizona in a bet. So, you know.
Arizona did everything to gift that game.
Yes.
It was like the old Eddie Murphy sketch where go ahead, take the newspaper.
Circa had 7.5 on that, by the way. You know, people, those little half a points around the 3 or the 7 here in town, living in town, normally I'll find that at the stations, a Boyd, you know, one of those joints that kick you out. But you actually had 7.5. I was shocked. How much money they must take on a bet to move from 7 to 7.5, Circa?
Oh, wow. By the way, the difference between here and like an East Coast, they'll take a bet. Yeah. Some of these East Coast shops, they really will not take a bet.
Oh,
it's just incredible.
No, it is incredible.
Who do you like in Survivor this week with your remaining 8?
I'll tell you what.
However many you have.
Yeah,
left.
I'm not doing it. I'm partners in a lot of people. You know, people couldn't go in. They want to, hey, crack, can you take half my entry or 60%? Boy, what a mistake I made, too. You know, there was a kid that works in the offices there where we're starting. By the way, we're starting our wisecrack podcast up Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're starting
back
up again.
Cracks.
So the kid's like, "Crack, can you please take a little bit here? We collected 400 from the pool from the office, and can you take 600 in each pool?" I said, "All right." So I gave him $1,200. He went down, and of course, he lost both entries on Seattle first week.
Yeah,
but I didn't even know. So it's 1,200 blown. So
what are you thinking this weekend? Real quick.
Oh, well, I really don't have a strong thing yet, but maybe this is the week to go to for Buffalo.
Yeah.
Even though Vegas just got hit, by the way, live line. Vegas has then went down to 8.5 now against Buffalo.
A lot of people going to be on Buffalo, including at least one of mine, I think.
Yeah, I think a teaser leg it just became for me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It just got bet, though, just now. Down to 8.5 now.
Still the biggest line of the weekend.
Yeah.
Dallas. Not anymore. Yeah. Dallas is, yeah. Coming back with the Crack Man.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Nobody knows football like VSiN, and now's the time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get all the tools to prep for college and pro games every week. Our picks page recapping all the best bets from guest hosts and throughout the day in one convenient place. This season, we have a top VSiN experts leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand, and our betting splits let you know where the money and bets are moving for every game. The betting splits page updated with DraftKings betting data every 5 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. For all your options, that's VSiN.com/subscribe and become part of the Sports Betting Network. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. It's Bill Krakenberger. Did I read the wrong one again?
Also bet $5 to win $200 over at DraftKings
that
today.
Too. Well, we'll get to that one. We'll get to that one eventually. The staggering of the times has really created havoc. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, Bill Krakenberger, as I mentioned. So in the end, you're not really sure about your... Oh, can we show this video? Let's show this video that you have here. Because we were talking earlier about the cyber hack on MGM properties. And this is just... Is this Las Vegas locally taking a sort of handheld video? This is at the Luxor?
These are from other people that had tweeted in to him. So
okay.
This is the line at the Luxor the other day to check in.
Yeah.
So you're going to see it really here, walking in from the casino, and boom, here is the line of people backed up. As,
yeah.
Yes, I don't even know if they were on the honor system at this point, but yeah.
But imagine this being your vacation. Like, right. This is just
brutal. There's some good guys following this on YouTube, too. There's a guy named Jacob. I don't know his last name. Sorry. Jacob's Life in Vegas. He's on YouTube. Jacob is following it. Last night, though, he did show some of the properties, machines coming back. I don't know why. But Jacob Orth. That's his name. But, yeah, so there's some good guys that are following. They're going around today again if you want to follow them. He's also on Twitter. He's a good guy. But there's a lot of different Las Vegas locally. Everyone following this. It will be resolved sooner or later. And I hope sooner because it's not good. It's not good for. I feel really bad for people that are here.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's a shame. The employees are taking all the incoming too. It's not their fault.
So this is
all those guys are going to be so. Imagine how mad people are, right? And they're just screaming at the employees, and the employers are like, "Dude, I don't get paid enough for this."
They close some of the pools. Like, they closed the pool. Mm-hmm. No one's allowed to go to the pool. It's 98 degrees outside. You can't go to the pool because they can't charge people to get in. And they're afraid that it'll be a massive, you know, everyone just charging the pool, like coming out to the pool going crazy. So, kind of interesting. But,
It's tough. Yeah,
it's tough.
Let me read some tweets because I always appreciate all this. These are so great.
Very nice people.
Chili Gambler, end the refunds. Maybe I'm too jaded, but I think the books that are offering refunds are taking those refunds from Extra Juice. They're charging for that exact purpose. Bill mentions teasers. Wish -110 teasers were more marketable, and we get those instead.
Absolutely.
Well, it is an accounting thing, right? Like, you don't have to pay marketing dollars. They're refunded, so it still goes into that place on your ledger for sports books. There's a lot of benefits to them doing it that way. Scott Weston just watched Action. Hey. Showtime docuseries Action, still available. He said, What happened to Vegas Dave, and what's your opinion on him? Also loved Chrissy's book, Then One Day. Thanks for all the content. By the way, Chrissy, if I could just channel Chrissy right now, he's going to be saying, please don't put me in the same tweet as Vegas Dave. That's the first thing he would say.
No, yeah.
First of all, Then One Day, Then One Year, our old buddy Chrissy Andrews, and of course, Adele Fusmu, all available at Amazon, and you can go to his Twitter at Andrew Sports to find those books. Vegas Dave, we talked about this during Showtime.
Didn't even know it was on. I mean, when I filmed it, but by the time it was over, they wanted us to go for a photo shoot for a billboard. I refused to go.
I was told he was on, and
I didn't know.
My advice was, you do realize that this could go very poorly, and one of the things that they said to me was, no, it's so clear that he is his operation is going to be exposed. It's going to be so evident on the docuseries itself, and people will understand.
People like the polarizing figure, though.
But here's the thing.
I guess.
And they were right. Everything that he did on that was
he
apparent.
Ran, for he every, ran terrible, too.
He ran terrible.
Which he's supposed to.
So it felt so exactly what they would have wanted to happen. Right? It could have gone the other way. That would have been awful.
But he
ran terrible, which was great. But in the end, and I made this point before, and this is more of a testament to the audience or the general psyche of people who watch these kinds of things, there were just as many people, this is anecdotal, but I would say there were just as many people who were mesmerized by his lifestyle as they were the scam itself.
They seen past it.
Yes.
They actually didn't even realize it because they're not street smart. You have to have street smart. You have to have common sense. A lot of people don't have common sense that are in the young crowd that are raised by these computers and phones. And they just didn't see that. All they seen was he had a Bentley truck. And he said after losing, after going, I think he went 0-7. And after going, whenever the cameras on, you know, you guys, how can you call me a loser? Look at the truck I drive. Look at the truck you drive. You drive the truck because you're scamming people. I mean, give me a break, you know.
John Massey, the book's refunding Action due to discretion and circumventing published house rules. Using discretion is a problematic trend and undermines safeguards in place for bettors. And the way I couched it, it was even just as a warning to the books themselves. I was like, guys, this is going to end poorly for you too. There's going to be a conflict. The inconsistencies are already apparent. And I do believe that gaming and in state by state are going to have to shut all this down in the end. Truck, where are you guys broadcasting from? I know you left the South Point and never heard where you were going. Looks like a NASA control room. It's exactly where we're broadcasting
from.
NASA in Houston.
During the breaks, I'm underneath the desk here with a screwdriver trying to fix the MGM thing.
That's right. Okay, we appreciate all the tweets for everybody. All super kind. And remember, funny is always appreciated. So are you betting? First of all, two questions. One before, are you betting the NFL forget Survivor for a second. Are you betting it the same way you always have? Have you ratcheted it back? Are you doing more than ever?
Listen, it's after having a ridiculous preseason. Oh, God. You know, it's something we don't even talk about. But, I mean, after having... So I was on a high for like 4 weeks, winning about, you know, 20 units. And then week one props, which is normally the best prop week out there. Week one props, number one week of the season for NFL props because they go by last year's numbers. They have nothing to go by. Was a disaster. I lost on props. I won a teaser, won a total, but props is usually the bread and butter. You know, it's funny. I usually don't open up with a teaser either. I bet less and less teasers because of the juice, like that person said that tweeted us there. But yet, this week, there's some really appetizing props on the board. I'm sorry, not props. Teaser legs. You know, Buffalo teasing through the key numbers of 7-3. Dallas teasing through the key numbers of 7-3. San Fran, same thing. Maybe some home dogs, which I like Pittsburgh, maybe teasing up from the 2.5 up to like, you know, through the key numbers. By the way, you want to tease through the 8. I heard Fez say this. I'm stealing something that Fez says, giving him credit though. You want to tease through the 8 this year because of the 2-point conversion, because of more the tendency for a lot of games to get on, you know, 8. So, or you want to play with a book that refunds a push. I know a lot of books don't like to talk about that. Refunds a push. That's right, because I'll say this again.
Yeah.
You can't have a one-team teaser. So if my first leg pushes, if I have a team -2 that lands on 2, the second leg... you can't tease a one team. It's a push. The first.
Yeah.
So there we have many books across the leagues, you know, the DraftKings, the FanDuel's, the Caesars brand. They all refund you. So
the Fezzik point about teasing through the 8, though.
Interesting.
I did push back on him during the show.
If you did?
Recall. Remember, because okay. he said him and Todd are like, it's the 80% of teams, you know, when they get from a 14-point deficit to 8, then they go for 2. And I'm like, it's not 80%. Let's relax.
Oh, okay.
That.
But right? but they do look at that because they say that's what it is. The 14, they say, well, the 2-point conversion.
Analytically, what you're supposed to do is when you score the 6, you really are supposed to go for 2.
Amazing.
At that point.
Amazing.
I know that makes a lot of people's heads explode.
Oh, they go crazy.
But it really is mathematically the way to do it. It's a very simple tree. But I was pushing back on the point that he believed that 80% of teams have already adopted this. And I'm like, there's no chance that 80% of teams adopted this already. It's not. I don't even think it's 50, quite frankly.
Yeah. I want to end on a helpful note.
Please.
And, you know, like some people say, oh, Bill, why do you talk about negative? I'm trying to help people. What do you think? So when you come to Las Vegas, though, Gil uses the words. I'm going to steal it from him. I love this word. Keep your head on a swivel. I know someone in my building. They live up in the penthouse, though. But I know the husband. The wife just went out to a country western show and was in the restroom. It's a great scam. A girl asking to help zipper up her dress. She puts her pocketbook down. The other girl comes in, pushes her down, and she's helping. The other lady takes the pocketbook, runs out. By the way, this was a Louis Vuitton pocketbook. Just so happened she got lucky. It was $2,300 in the pocketbook. So this just happened in a casino. Think about how brazen that is.
That is brazen.
You're in a casino, in a bathroom.
Jeez.
You know you're going to be filmed on the way out. They didn't have a mask on or anything. That would be they would definitely be exposed then. That happened, and last night in one of the major casinos, someone was robbed in the parking garage coming out. One of the $1 billion resorts parking garages robbed. That can happen in any casino, though. All I'm saying is you can't really avoid that, I understand. But make sure you keep your head on a swivel. Watch what you're doing. You have to understand this is a gambling establishment. People follow you in there. People know what you're doing. Valet park. Or if you park self-parking, just be aware of your surroundings. It happened last night. It happened last week. And I just want to tell people that just to keep your eye on things.
Good advice. Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Crackman with the K, does his Fox show. What time on Sunday?
7 to 10 a.m. And we're going to start back with Wisecracks with John Orlando and I next week.
Okay.
I think we have Marcus Allen on next week. So.
Oh, a little Marcus Allen flex.
A little Marcus Allen flex.
All right. Yeah. Bill Krakenberger, everybody. Kelly and I coming back. Talk some more football. On the other side, it's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, live from Bar Canada at the D.
I'm
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football is back in full swing with another week of epic games. And who's got you covered on the action for every single one of them? Well, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet $5 on football and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Get in on the NFL Week 2 action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now and use code VEGAS to sign up. New customers can bet just $5 and take home $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code VEGAS. The crown is yours. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin. Before we get to a trio, I believe it's a trio of line moves in the Week 2 markets in the NFL, and again, just sort of a preview of Philly and Minnesota tonight, I want to take a moment to thank Kevin Trask. Kevin has done audio with us for, what would you say, Kelly, years now? 4 years? How long? I don't know exactly how long he's been here, but
yeah. He's been working with on this crew for as long as I've been here. He's been with VSiN for 2 years.
Yeah.
Been working on this crew ever since I started up last August with you, but he was with you even before that. So 2 years he's been with you.
Tomorrow is his last day at VSiN. He's with us all the time at the, you know, when we were back at the South Point. And I don't want to risk not, you know, because we have tons of guests tomorrow. I don't want to risk not mentioning it because I'll never forgive myself if I don't tomorrow.
No, I'm glad you're doing it.
So I want to do it today. He is everything you could ever want in having someone behind the scenes. The show was better for it having Kevin behind the scenes at all times. There was nothing he couldn't take care of. There was nothing we couldn't rely on him for. And I just want to pay tribute to him. And I hope we're able to go to lunch or something and send him out well. Yeah. I know I suggested brunch, and then you guys were like, hey, strip club or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, we'll have a good farewell for Kevin. Okay. But yes, we are, in my 15 years in working in TV and radio, he's the best audio guy I've ever worked with in my life, where he's going to be missed dearly around here at VSiN. And yeah, like you said, we didn't want to go out this week without giving Kev a shout out because it really is. Look, you and I could sit up here and riff on sports for hours and talk about whatever and aliens landing and stuff like that, but it's some of these amazing people that we have working on our crew every single day that make these shows what they are, and Kevin is one of those people.
And he is absolutely moving on to bigger and better things for him. So we wish him well, but man, are we selfishly bummed as well. As far as the NFL markets are concerned, while we were here with the Crackman, three games moved pretty significantly. What were they?
Yeah, so we've got two that are just kind of jumping the fence, right? That's the Packers-Falcons game. So Falcons now back to a one-point favorite minimum everywhere, 1.5 a couple places. Yeah. But that had gotten up to, I think, Green Bay 2 I saw yesterday. So, yeah, you know, we're still talking around the zero, but
I got to ask Chernoff if he was responsible for any of these.
Right, yeah, you'll be talking
at
to
right
him
Right Angle Sports, yeah.
Man, one that's coming down here, at least on the juice, is that Chargers game, which I've already bet, but there might be a 2.5 that pops at some point.
It's three. It's still three?
It's three, but it's three even or minus 105, like, everywhere. The other one that's moved, Colts-Texans, so this has swung a couple times. Went back to Texans favored 1.5, went back to Pick'em, so I keep seeing green lights. Back to 1 now at Caesars. Right now you could find a 1 either side on that game, to Colts and Texans. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are really running to the window to buy.
I have a question for all of these.
Yeah.
Why? So in other words, and I'm not saying they're not going to be right in the end. Maybe they all will be. But my question becomes the conviction on the Falcons, conviction on the Titans,
right,
in terms of the Chargers moving downwards. And then the last one was the conviction on the Texans, right? And who knows? Maybe there's manipulation here. Just somebody taking I mean, just around the zero, so that doesn't make any sense either.
Right, yeah.
But so I'm just saying those three outfits that we just talked about, to use Chrissy's word, outfits, right? Texans, Titans, and Falcons is the poo-poo platter, is what that is.
And there's one more I didn't even get to, but real quick, just to wrap up the Falcons-Packers one. Yeah. Like, at least that one I can, I mean, I kind of understand, but not really, because you've got the injury reports came out yesterday, and Aaron Jones missed practice. Christian Watson still missing practice.
Aaron Jones is big.
Both
no
are
doubt.
Very questionable for that game, but you would have known that information yesterday.
That's why it went.
So the movement, you would have seen it happen yesterday.
Or maybe it's gotten just to a point in the week where people are like, well, I can't wait this long any longer. I'm going to make it now.
Finally betting. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, but I guess just from the... from the three teams that had the move towards them.
Right.
Let's just talk about it. Forget about that. What is it about any of those teams? Desmond Ridder with just a lackluster performance with the Falcons, even in victory. The Titans couldn't have looked any worse. Ryan Tannehill couldn't have looked any worse. And the Texans, I don't know what you saw in them that you thought was all that good. So I guess it's one of those things where it's like you really got to hold your nose on a few of those.
No, totally. That is, Atlanta, what? Okay, fine. Green Bay doesn't have the best rush defense in the world, and you're just going to try to run the ball. I get it, but
like I said, they could all be right in the end.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I'm just saying, I'm not rushing to bet any of them.
The one I'm most interested in, because there is, even though we cautioned, last week, be careful with the teasers coming into the season. I didn't get involved with any last week. I will have a couple on my card this week. I already do have the Eagles leg tied into a 49ers one. I don't know if I would go that way now with what the Eagles injury report really looks like for tonight. We'll get to that game in a second. But the one that's intrigued me now is someone hit the Raiders here this morning, because the Bills are down to 8.5. They're in that teaser range now, an 8.5 point favorites against the Raiders on Sunday. So I will definitely be making a 49ers Bills teaser after the show here. That I love the 49ers like this week. Matthew Stafford, prove it to me again. I'm sorry, but I'm there. But you looked amazing, and this offense looked amazing Sunday against Seattle. I do not believe this is the real LA Rams, and you went up against the Seahawks defense. That's a much, much different defense than the 49ers when it comes to quality.
Yeah. Tonight's game, also with a bit of a movement, this one before the show, where the Eagles are now 6-point favorites against the Minnesota Vikings. And a lot of this is because there's a lot of, in case you missed it at the beginning of the show, so many injuries on both sides, key ones perhaps, that are swirling in this game. Again, if you missed it with the Eagles, running back Kenneth Gainwell is out with a rib injury, but that's not the biggest deal in the world. DeAndre Swift and Rashad Penny will obviously take over there in full, but it's the defense. Fletcher Cox on the defensive line, the defensive tackle, he is questionable. N'Kobe Dean is out. He's their middle linebacker. He's out with a foot injury. Undrafted free agent Christian Ellis is going to be playing instead. That is a huge downgrade on paper anyway. And then the secondary, not one but two injuries. Cornerback James Bradbury's out with a concussion. Reed Blankenship is out with a rib injury. And that's obviously a Vikings pass-heavy offense that will look to exploit that. And then on the Vikings side, defensive end Marcus Davenport's questionable with an ankle injury. Last week against the Bucks, the Vikings were only able to generate a 23% pressure rate on Baker Mayfield, despite blitzing at over a 50% rate, the highest rate in the league. And then two big injuries on the offensive line. Center Garrett Bradbury's out with a back injury, though he did give up, as I mentioned earlier, the third most sacks by a center last season. Austin Schlottman will be in his stead. And then left tackle Christian Darrisaw, that's the one that potentially is the biggest. Dueling injuries here. He's questionable with an ankle injury, again, going up against what, at full bore anyway, is an elite Eagles pass rush. So all of that in the wash, and that's come down to 6. Eagles favored total 49 tonight in Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, there's the... So I've got the teaser already. You kind of hit on it a bit there. I'll be looking for an in-game over opportunity, I think, in this. I don't think I'm going to pull a trigger pregame on the over, but... Man, all those injuries on the defensive side of the ball, we already know. Like, Minnesota's defense is not good anyways. I think the Eagles are not going to have any problem. Like, when we talk about, I talked about the difference with the Rams facing the defenses between Seattle and San Francisco. Okay, the Eagles going from New England to facing Minnesota is a far cry of a change in the quality of defenses, too. So I think there's going to be a lot of points tonight. In Minnesota, they'll definitely look to take advantage of those injuries in the secondary for Philly.
Vikings try to prevent an 0-2 start. Remember, after a year where they were 11-0 in one score games, if I'm not mistaken, 11-0 in one score games, already 0-1 out the box this year in one score games. And, again, with the Eagles, that performance against the Patriots, which a lot of people are down on, the Eagles got the benefit of turnovers earlier and then held on for dear life for that win. I don't know. Maybe I joked that these were all fourth preseason games last week. No more apparent than it was for the Philadelphia Eagles, who didn't play Jalen Hurts, didn't play a bunch of starters in the preseason. Nick Sirianni even lamenting that fact after the win against the Patriots. I wonder if we'll quickly see the Eagles, now having that game under their belt, if they will quickly reveal themselves to be every bit that the Eagles were all of last season.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of that tonight, yes.
Yeah. Though I still don't want to lay the six because of those injuries.
No, completely understand. Yeah. That's where if I was looking now, I had the teaser I made a few days ago. I was hoping for good injury news here later in the week. I got on the bad end of it. There is not a side right now I would touch.
For those people who wanted to tease the Eagles down to either the over or under in a teaser, what would you tell them, over or under?
Oh, man. I mean, tease the points down to go over.
Tease the points down to go over. Okay. We've done all we can do. Best Bets is next. I'm going to stick around here. We're going to do the Beating the Book Megapod. Adam Chernoff, Todd Wishnev, Will Hill, and my guest today. That's next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.